Okay, Houston, we have the S4B in sight. You go to maneuver the S4B.
Houston, roger that. Good, Jack. Our S-band signal strength has been fluctuating. Does it seem to be going all right up there in the auto track mode?
Yeah, right now it's dropped off to about the 70% point, Joe.
Not at the moment, Jim. We had a garbled one there for a few seconds, and we don't have one at this moment.
Okay, I can see the S4B now at the hatch window, and it's...
Okay, Jim.
Out.
Suddenly we have a very good picture.
Okay. I can see the gold shroud around the IU, and it looks like it's all intact.
Roger, Jim, we copy that. Incidentally, the APS evasive maneuver will be about 4 minutes late. It'll be at about 04 plus 18.
Roger.
Houston, wonder if you could zoom in on that S4B for us a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice.
Minerton, 024, highlight again. We haven't yet started the venting yet.
Okay, stand by, I'll check. Your cabin regs are still making up, but you're go to open the waste management vent again at this time, and we'll delta the time to close it by the appropriate amount for you.
Okay, real fine. Well, we'll wait till the S4B does its maneuver here.
Okay.
Just had a dropout in signal as the spacecraft maneuvered out of the field of view of the high-gain antenna. At this point, the crew should be switching shortly to the Omni antennas, and we'd expect to reacquire signal lock-on.
Okay, Joe, we just had a momentary drop-off in signal strength again
there. Roger, Fred. We had an LOS for a minute, and we lost our TV picture. It looks like, yeah, we just got it back. Looks great again. Thirteen Houston, you might stop the F-stop down one more notch. You got any left? Houston will be commanding the evasive maneuver in about 17 seconds. Jack, booster says that's great. He says the booster's doing its thing normally. Concur, we don't see much on the television at all. Houston. We'd like to change the S-band antenna configuration. I'd like you to go Omni-Delta. I'd like you to go manual mode on high gain with pitch of minus 60 and yaw of 90. Over.
Okay, you want us to Omni-Delta and manual on the high gain of minus 60 and plus 90, is that correct?
That's affirmative.
Longer, would you like the television?
Stand by on that. We'll get a word. Okay, 13, this is Houston. You can turn the TV off anytime you're ready. We've enjoyed the show. Houston, before you secure the TV, we'd like to know whether that was in maximum zoom, just for information.
That's firm. Jim hit it in maximum.
Okay, good deal. That was a real good picture.
Houston, the APS evasive maneuver appeared to be nominal. The lock stump time is now 4 plus 3, 9 plus 2, 0, about 3 minutes late.
Roger.
Booster engineer reports the preliminary indications are that our Saturn S-4B evasive maneuver were successful. The flight dynamics officer will be evaluating the trajectory to assure that we've got the kind of separation from the spacecraft that we were looking for, and also to determine to what extent we're heading toward the trajectory which would impact the S-4B on the moon. At 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, there will be a press conference in the News Center Auditorium. This is the small auditorium in Building 1 with Ken Mattingly, astronaut Mattingly until a few days ago was the prime command module pilot for the mission, and due to exposure to measles, was replaced by Jack Swigert. Mattingly has been in the control center and is currently in the control center observing the progress of the mission. To repeat, that press conference with astronaut Mattingly is scheduled for 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in the News Center Auditorium.
Okay, Joe, we're right now opening the wastoid vent.
Okay, Jack, we copy.
Houston, we're charging battery B.
Roger 13, we see it, looks good.